98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
We've got your chance right now to get your hands on some IMC cinema passes. You could be off to the movies on us if you tell us what your little win is. This can be absolutely anything at all. Trust us, it can't be more random or bizarre enough. We'll honestly take, like, we want you to take us by surprise this morning.
Please do. Yeah, give us really the gossip.
Your little win could be that maybe you had a really good first date over the last few days. We'd love all the juicy goss. Maybe your little win is that you tried a new recipe for dinner last night and it turned out amazingly.
That was like me at Taste of Dublin when we did our food demo. I'd never made the recipe before and I was only thrilled that I was able to finally fry an egg.
Yeah, you made a potato hash dish and it was delicious.
It's great though. You have to follow the instructions though. Yeah. I've made the mistake before going, oh, a bit sprinkle more of garlic or another clove. And
I want to make that. I still haven't made it after you made it. I want to give that a go. Or maybe your little win is like Connor's in Ballymun.
Good morning, guys. I'm after getting my results. I'm an apprentice electrician and I'm after getting my results over the weekend to say that I've passed them all. So now I am a qualified electrician. It's been a long 5 years.
Woohoo, Connor.
Go
well
on,
done.
Connor.
It's a brilliant little win.
Yeah, it's excellent. We'd love to hear yours. 0877 98 98 98. Rebecca, what's your little win?
My little win is that yesterday afternoon, one of my pals was on her lunch break. She was working from home. I went over to her house for a tea and a natter and tried on potential bridesmaids' dresses.
Oh, very good.
And they're all gorgeous.
Oh, nice.
She ordered loads of different, you know, the way you can go on these different websites now and they have a dress that's the same material in loads of different styles.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to try on all the different styles.
Fab.
I felt like I was in a boutique in her house.
Lovely.
Yeah. And there were one or two I liked a lot.
Very
but
good.
I think we've decided on the one
you
that suits
on
me.
You settled on the one that you like the most.
And I'm thrilled.
Brilliant.
The colour is lovely. I won't reveal anything, do you know yourself.
That's great to have the catch up and to pick the dress. So you've said yes to your dress.
I've said yes to my dress and
brilliant.
I cannot wait for her big day in a few months' time. So that's my little win. A lovely thing to do on a Monday afternoon,
totally,
do you know yourself.
Fab.
What's yours?
My little win is that I started a new book yesterday and I describe it as a page turner. I'm flying through it.
I love when this happens.
So it's called Fruit Fly. Mm-hmm. And it's by Josh Silver. And it basically tells the story of a female novelist who she had a hit like 7 years ago. And she's had writer's block ever since. Can't come up with a new idea. And it's a bit unhinged, right?
Okay, I'd is it a bit kind of woman in the window, woman on the train, girl on the train?
I'd say it's going to go that way. So I'm only a little bit into it. But basically, it's bizarre. She downloads Grindr. Uses pictures of her husband to talk to men to like find
inspiration for a character.
She said that somebody told her that, you know, gay stories are all the rage. So she's trying to find a gay
story. Obviously, Red Heat Rivalry.
And it is, it's unhinged. But like, I'm flying through it.
Sounds great.
It's mental.
Would you recommend that as a good summer read if you're going on your holidays?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And the way it's written as well, it's just really fun. So yeah, it's called Fruit Fly by Josh Silver and I'm flying through it.
Oh, a brilliant little win. We'd love to hear yours on 0877 98 98 98.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Good morning to Tony in Mulhuddard, who says, my little win is I finally ordered wide foot trainers and finally my feet aren't in bits.
Very good.
Tony obviously got himself to Clark's.
It makes a big difference. I have a pair of heels and they're wide fit.
Oh yeah.
And I tell you, I'd be dancing all night long.
And so
I just think they don't dig into you as much because your feet swell, guys. They swell in the heat. And if you're out in a night out and you're stomping around the place and doing the cha-cha slide.
I don't know how people wear heels.
Women are amazing.
I don't get it. Yeah. Sophie in Killiney says, my little win is I've just booked a catch up with my girls on Friday evening and I cannot wait.
Lovely.
And Dave in Castle Knock says, my little win is me and the lads are going to Maroon 5 in Malahide later and Jess Glynn is supporting.
Jess Glynn. I hope she does the Jet 2 song.
But do you think everyone at all of her gigs now shouts, nothing beats.
Yeah.
And do you think it drives her insane?
I'd say so, but then you got to roll with it because everyone's singing your song from 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think you have to accept it.
I would love to see Maroon 5 perform She Will Be Loved.
It's a great song.
Gorgeous song. I think one of their best.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And James Arthur is actually playing tonight as well. He's in Trinity.
Gosh, the amount of gigs, guys.
Yeah,
it's
loads
brilliant.
Going on.
Teresa's been on with a little win.
My little win is school's out for summer.
Go on, Teresa.
Love it.
Gillian's in, am I saying this right?
What?
Palmerstown.
Palmerstown, yeah.
Palmerstown, but the L is silent.
Palmerstown.
You didn't say Palm Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win this morning is I'm going to Kaleidoscope this weekend.
Oh, yes.
So really looking forward to and a big happy 40th birthday to my brother, Alan, today. Have a good day.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy
Alan.
Happy birthday, Alan. And Kaleidoscope. I haven't been. I don't think you need... Like, it's a family festival.
Yeah.
But I think you can go sans kids.
Of course.
Pete Tong is playing.
Gosh, that's going to be brilliant.
So good.
Gillian, have a ball at that. Jenny in Poppin' Tree has gotten in touch, right? And she is very excited to be going to see Pitbull next week in Marley Park.
Oh, 1 week to go. 1 week to go. Marley Park with my sisters and bald caps. Can't wait.
Daddy.
I feel like Pitbull has had like an Irish residency for the last 6 months. He's been here a lot.
He's in Three Arena. Did you do 3 dates in Three Arena?
I think
two,
so, yeah.
Two anyway.
He's zorbing on top of Leanne Hanavan.
No, that was
Akon and Neo. Sorry. Wrong.
But
wrong
he did.
Artiste.
Pitbull did do two nights at Three Arena. Jenny, have a ball. That's going to be a brilliant gig. And here's Dylan.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. So my little win this morning is I had all four of my impacted wisdom teeth removed. I'm just about healed up now and just so relieved to be pain-free, infection-free for the foreseeable future. So that's my little win.
Dylan, fair play to you. All four. I hope you were
Did you do all four in the one go?
I think you are. I think when you're getting four out
there. I thought you had to do like half and half.
No, one of my friends got... the two bottom ones. I can't remember, but I remember her sending me messages.
Anyway, delighted they're out.
Yeah, Dylan, good for you now, and make sure you get yourself some ambrosia.
Yeah, you'll be on the soft foods now for what? Mashed potato for breakfast.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Delicious. Guys, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. We're sending you guys some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Two incredible prizes.
Lots of glamour.
And two confused presenters.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to the chaos that is Matchy Matchy on 98FM. Your chance to win incredible prizes. All you gotta do is come on air, send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Hope we say the same words as each other, and you'll win yourself all of this as delivered by our lovely Matchy Marco.
Hello, Rebecca and Brendan.
Hello.
Check out these prizes. Turn up the heat in your garden with this amazing barbecue. And go to your favorite gig with this ticket voucher. Win now with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, thank you,
Grazie
Marco.
Mille.
Sensational prizes up for grabs. And good morning to Ronan in Phibsborough, who's on the creche drop-off. Ronan, how are you?
I'm not too bad, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Ronan. Who's in the car with you this morning?
I have Charlotte and Hugo here.
Charlotte
morning.
And Hugo. What ages are they, Ronan?
Hugo's 5 months and Charlotte will be 3 in September.
Oh, lovely stuff. And you're doing a bit of decorating at home, Ronan. What's going on?
So Charlotte's moving into the bigger spare room and then Hugo's going to be taking Charlotte's room. So I have 2 rooms to decorate.
Oh,
to get ready.
Charlotte's having a big girl room.
Yeah, that's a big moment.
Exactly, yeah. So,
have you started the decorating, Ronan?
Say that again?
Have you started the decorating?
I have, yeah. I did the wardrobe and stuff and we have wallpaper picked and all that.
Oh,
I have everything ready to go, so I'm just starting.
Fair play to you.
Lovely stuff, lovely. Ronan. Have you thought about who you'd like to play with?
Rebecca.
Oh, love
Rebecca,
it. Thank you very much.
Off to the soundproof booth. Let's get you matchy matchy with Ronan and Fibra. Excellent stuff. Ronan, what's going to be on the wallpaper, do you know?
It's just like a real girly kind of floral design.
Lovely. Okay, let's get down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is blood.
Pipe.
Your second word is dirty.
Clothes.
And your third word is prize.
Money.
Did you say money?
Money, yeah.
Okay, after blood, you've said type. After dirty, you've said clothes. And after prize, you're saying money. Ronan and Fibsborough, are we locking them in?
Locking them in.
We're locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Hello. How was that little trip this morning?
Lovely. Would you believe there was a paint roller in there?
Oh, very good.
Hello.
We'll try and get that over to Ronan. Okay, your first word is blood.
Blood test.
Your second word is dirty.
Dirty dancing.
And your third word is prize.
Prize.
Ooh.
I'm going to say prize pot.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Ronan in Fibsborough this morning? Not this morning, guys.
Oh,
great answers out of everyone. No matches this morning.
Ronan, I apologise.
Ronan said blood type.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Dirty clothes.
Yeah.
And prize money.
Oh, prize money.
Prize money,
no,
very good.
No, that was very good.
Great answers all around. Sorry we didn't do it this morning, Ronan. Thank you for listening. Thank you playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Sure, thank you very much.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
It is the birthday of many greats today, including Cheryl, as in the poop and scoop Cheryl. She's 43 today.
As in Cheryl from Girls Aloud.
There's a clip of Cheryl. There was Girls Aloud did this fly on the wall show years ago, and they were walking somewhere abroad and there was just a lot of mess on the ground, and Cheryl was like, did they not have the poop and scoop?
I love
in
that
her
clip.
Accent, it's hilarious.
She's gas.
It is also the birthday today of the Lewis Green Line. It turns 22.
I love the Lewis Green
you've
Line.
You've mentioned before, and you're dead right, that the kind of colour scheme that they picked for the Lewis, it's ageless.
Yeah, it's lasted very well.
It looks really good, because sometimes they wrap them for different, you know, things, mm-hmm. and you see it in a different colour, and you're like, no, it wouldn't
that
have been good.
That pale lavender is
yeah,
just
it looks
gorgeous.
Great.
And you think the yellow wouldn't work, but it really does.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you ever went on the Lewis?
I actually don't remember the first time. No, I don't remember the first time. Do you?
Yeah, so I grew up in Ballantyre.
Yeah.
So it was big business
yeah, of course,
when
yeah.
the Lewis opened
yeah.
up, do yeah. you know? Like getting into town in 15 minutes from Ballawley.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding, indeed. And I remember myself and my mum going to... I think we went to Dundrum and we got the Lewis over the bridge because they were making
that bridge for ages. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember just being absolutely amazed.
The future
I says,
is here.
This is fantastic.
Yeah.
22
it's so
years.
Good. We're chatting this morning about your favourite Green Line Lewis stop. Emma in News there said that she's a big fan of Dundrum.
Yeah, yeah. I think my favourite stop, because it holds a special place in my heart, is Windy Arbour.
Yeah.
I lived near there
near
for
there,
a long
yeah.
time. The thing I like about the Windy Arbour Lewis stop is if someone's collecting you, they can just pull in for a moment and then let it.
There is that little space there, yeah.
There is. Now, I personally, I lived in Churchtown for ages. I would have loved now, I felt like the walk was a bit too long now from Churchtown to Windy Arbour.
Yeah.
I would have loved now if the Lewis had extended to Churchtown, but you can't have everything.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, Windy Arbour, I love. I also love Dawson.
Yeah.
Dawson.
Yeah.
Because sometimes Stephen's Green can be a bit busy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're maybe heading to like BT's or M&S or the Ivy or somewhere,
yeah,
you get off at Dawson, you kind of just a bit quick.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my two favourite stops, Windy Arbour and Dawson.
Fabulous.
What about you?
Mine is Dawson
for
the exact reasons that you just said. I feel like you're in the middle of everything. You just get off and you're in the centre of the whole hubbub, the buzz. You've got everything you could possibly need within like a 90 second walk.
This is it.
It just feels very cosmopolitan.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah,
it feels
does.
Like a real city. Do you know what I mean? And you get off and everything's just, the platform's the same level.
Yeah.
You're on the footpath and you're just gone. You can pop into
and
a press.
There's never much of a queue for the tickets there, I find.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything is on the doorstep of Dawson.
Great choice, Brendan.
Mm. I love it. Heather in Carrick Mines says, I love that little bit of the green line after Middletown with the grass on the tracks for some reason.
Oh gosh,
Heather,
I
know
attention.
What you're on about. Yeah, I was actually getting the green line out to Stillorgan recently enough, and I was like looking out the window and it was around that green bit and I saw a man walk into a bush and I was like, where's he gone?
What?
And then I kept looking as we passed by and there's actually like you
there's
can
a walkway.
Walk along. Yeah, there's a walkway and there's a little gate. So I was like, why
there's
is that man in the bush?
There's also a walkway at Leopardstown as well. Can I just raise a complaint for a moment?
Oh,
just a slight issue
go.
I have.
Right.
The Stillorgan Lewis stop isn't in Stillorgan,
yeah,
in
I
my opinion.
Yeah, I always get confused. It's like, Sandyford.
Yeah, I just feel like it should be
or
near the shopping centre.
The Beacon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get confused. I'm always like, what stop am I getting off at? Because I don't know where it is. And Freddie in Phibsborough says, there isn't enough love for the northern part of the Green Line.
Oh, sorry.
I love Broadstone. Well, I've never gone past Dawson. Like Parnell, Dominic, Broadstone.
Great. No, I've gone over
Broom
to
Bridge. Where is that?
I get the Lewis sometimes over to O'Connell Street. Like,
yeah, but beyond that, where is Broombridge?
I definitely
practically Meath.
I feel like I have got the Lewis to Broombridge before.
Have you?
Yeah, I think I have.
I don't know where that is. Sounds very far away.
Ronan's been on with his favourite stop as well.
Good morning, Ronan here. The best stop on the Lewis Green Line is Ballally because the Brickyard Gastropub is right there, so you have a pint and some food right off the train.
Oh, lovely.
Happy birthday, Lewis.
Oh, Ronan, thanks for that. And also, the Ballally Lewis stop is a light from Dundrum Town Centre.
Oh, yeah, but that's confusing as well because it's Dundrum, not Dundrum.
Walk to the
I'd
fountain.
Walk up from that end.
Yeah, I get you. You can walk from the fountain, but Ballally
depends
brings
if you
to
need
the
Tesco or Jamie Oliver.
This is it. The Lewis does it all. Brendan, we have a message in from Jay.
Brown Bridge is in Cabra. It's the bridge splitting Cabra and Finglas from 50 Shades of Jay.
Jay with Dublin's sexiest voice. He was voted Dublin's sexiest voice on this show a few years ago.
Well, Jay, thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah, thank you so much, Brendan. We're probably going to have to take some sort of school trip out to Broombridge. Maybe.
I think we will.
Yeah, I think we
ting,
will.
Ting.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Now, Brendan, when I got into work this morning, I read one of the most random headlines in the paper.
Wow, I loved it.
Did you know that Jennifer Lopez once called Michael Flatley one of the sexiest men she's ever seen?
Well, the dancing is very impressive.
It
you know,
really
it makes somebody very attractive.
It's very powerful.
Yeah, it is. Like, obviously, he was flying around the place in Riverdance for years, and then he did Lord of the Dance, then his own version.
Yes, his own version.
I mean, very handsome man, fair, you know.
This is it. Michael's been speaking to the Sunday Times travel magazine about his past. So he's happily married to his second wife, Niamh. He's been married since 2006.
Lovely.
And I never knew this. They met while she was working as one of his backing dancers.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
The Strictly curse.
This is it. But before that, Michael's good looks and charm caught the eye of many women. Including J-Lo herself.
Where I wonder where they met.
I know, yeah. Or did she just see him from afar?
Maybe she was admired from in afar. The audience.
One chapter of Michael Flatley's memoir, Lord of the Dance, My Story, it actually starts with Jennifer expressing her attraction to the dancer.
Sorry, I love that for him. Like, but like, here's an endorsement.
If someone like J-Lo
said she fancied
you. She fancied you. I mean, I'd open a chapter of my book. Yeah. I'd have it on the wall of my house.
Yeah.
Reflecting on her words in the interview, Michael said, if somebody like J-Lo, who is one of the most beautiful women in the world, says something like that about me, I'm a very lucky man.
Yeah, dead right. And you remember then, so like his whole thing was, you know, he'd stick the two arms out the same direction and then fly across the stage. And then wasn't there a father and son duo on Britain's Got Talent called Stavros Flatley?
Yes,
and were they just a mick take of Michael Flatley?
I never put two and two together
with that. Well, they were called Stavros Flatley. Yeah. So I don't know. And they used to do the same thing with the arms.
They did.
I'm just reading here on the internet. This is like completely nothing to really do with anything other than...
Are you looking up random Michael Flatley trivia?
In 1997, Michael Flatley entered a bidding war against Madonna as they both tried to buy a property in Park Villas Place in London. Oh. He won.
Imagine being in a bidding war against Madonna.
The man owns properties worth millions all over the world, from what I'm reading here.
Good for Michael Flatley.
Yeah, fair play to him. His primary residence is Monaco. And his air code is...
And Jennifer Lopez says that Michael Flatley
was a ride.
Yeah, it was an absolute
fair enough.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.